This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to episode 4 of Imam al-Bukhari's Al-Adab al-Mufrad. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about being attentive to our neighbors. In narration number 105, Mujahid narrates that a sheep was slaughtered for Abdullah ibn Amr. And he said, "Have you given any to our Jewish neighbor? Have you given any to our Jewish neighbor?" I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, "Ma zala Jibreel yusini bil jar hatta dhanantu annahu sayuwarithu." Jibreel kept enjoining me to be good to my neighbors to the extent that I thought he would make them heirs. So this is one hadith that deals with good treatment of our neighbors. If we were to look at all of the hadith that are mentioned regarding treating our neighbors well and the rights of our neighbors, I believe that most people will be astonished. I don't think most Muslims really understand two things about being good to one's neighbors. Number one, how much of a part of our faith that is. Number two, the extent to which our religion instructs us to be good to our neighbors. Regarding how important it is to our faith, we see in hadith number 119 from Al-Adab al-Mufrad that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked about a woman who prays the night, fast during the day, she acts accordingly, she gives charity, however, she abuses her neighbor with her tongue. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La khayra fiha hiya min ahli an-nar." He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "There is no good in her. She is from the people of the hellfire." Look at how in this hadith, all of the good that she did from worship and charity was undone by her ill treatment of her neighbor. You know, sometimes we tend to look at Islam only as these certain acts of worship, and we forget how important it is to our faith, to our Islam, to treat people well. Now, regarding the extent to which Islam instructs us to be good to our neighbors, we see in the hadith that we're discussing today, the Prophet ﷺ said that Jibreel kept on enjoining me to be good to my neighbors until I thought that he would make them heirs, meaning they would inherit from me, meaning they are so very important. Think about it. Who inherits from us? Our family members, our close family members inherit from us. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying that Jibreel came and gave so much instruction regarding the neighbors that he thought that they would be in that position, that place, that rank of our own family members. In narration number 112 in Al-Adab al-Mufrad, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Laysa al-mu'min alladhi yashba'u wa jaruhu ja'i'." He said, "The believer is not one who fills their stomach while their neighbor is hungry." This means being aware, being attentive, being cognizant of the needs of our neighbors, just as we would do with our own family members. Last but certainly not least, this hadith underlines the point that our neighbors have rights upon us and we have to be good to them regardless of their faith. Abdullah ibn Amr, acting upon what he had learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first asked about his Jewish neighbor. So one can even argue that if our neighbors aren't Muslim, that we have to make even more of an effort to pay attention to their needs. This is so we don't end up neglecting them and therefore missing out on this essential part of our faith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I will see you in the next episode, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hey, you're still here watching this video? The video is over, but I'm glad you're watching. Thank you so much for watching that video, and I appreciate all of your support. You can continue to support me by sharing these videos with other people and also subscribing. So if you aren't subscribed, go ahead and do it now. And I look forward to presenting a lot more new content, inshallah ta'ala.